From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Clashes between Turkey and U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Force fighters eased somewhat Tuesday, a week after Turkey and its rebel allies intervened in northern Syria with dual objectives of clearing the border region of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. U.S. spokesman John Kirby welcomed the pause, adding that previous clashes undermined the united campaign against the IS group known as Daesh.
We've seen largely over the last 12 to 18 hours that there has been calm, and of course that's welcome. As we said yesterday, that we don't believe tactical operations between members of the SDF and Turkish forces or Turkish or forces supported by Turkey to be productive in terms of the fight against Daesh.
The commander of U.S. Central Command, General Joseph Votel, Tuesday underscored the vital role both the SDF and Turkey have played in degrading and destroying the IS group.
We rely on both Turkey and the Syrian Democratic Forces to help us in our fight against ISIL. Both of them are critical to it. Turkey certainly plays an extraordinarily important role with their access, basing, overflight, a variety of things that they do, and their operations along the border against ISIL are extraordinarily important and welcome. We also value the contributions of the Syrian Democratic Forces, who have been a good partner to us in helping address the ISIL threat in the area.
He said the Syrian Kurds have largely withdrawn to the eastern side of the Euphrates River, a move designed to ease Turkish concerns about creation of a Kurdish autonomous region. Gabonese opposition presidential candidate John Ping Tuesday said results from Saturday's election his team tabulated show he has defeated incumbent Ali Bongo. Each side has claimed victory and charged the other with fraud. Security forces have been deployed as the public awaits the official announcement of results. This is VOA News. The Islamic State said a prominent and long-serving leader of the Sunni insurgency was killed in what is believed to have been a U.S. airstrike in Syria. The IS-operated news agency Amaq said Abu Muhammad al-Adnani was killed while surveying operations to repel military campaigns in Aleppo. U.S. defense officials are quoted as saying a senior ISIL leader was targeted Tuesday traveling in Al-Bab, but stopped short of confirming it was Adnani. Deakin University terror expert Greg Barton said he served numerous roles behind IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
He's not just somebody who's been an effective spokesperson in the role of a religious leader issuing fatwa, but also a strategist and a planner and a leader behind the scenes working with Baghdadi.
Adnani advocated attacks in nations that backed U.S.-led operations against the IS insurgency. The U.S. last year offered a $5 million reward, leading to his capture. The U.S. and India announced Tuesday their strengthening cooperation in the fight against terrorism. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking after strategic and trade talks with Indian officials Tuesday in New Delhi.
We agreed to expand the exchange of terrorist screening information, to deepen cooperation in designating terrorist groups at the United Nations, and to expedite mutual requests for legal assistance. More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra of bigotry and of hate.
Kerry said they also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cybercrime. In Mogadishu Tuesday, a suicide bombing claimed by the insurgent group al-Shabaab killed at least 10 people, including soldiers and civilians, and wounded at least 30 others. Near the presidential palace, two hotels were damaged. Among the wounded, one minister and some state radio journalists. Italy Tuesday held a mass funeral for victims of last week's earthquake in Amatrice, the small town that bore the brunt of the disaster.
Siamo qui per ricordare.
The Bishop of Rieti read out the names of more than 240 victims. Prosecutors, meanwhile, have opened an investigation into the August 24 quake as many buildings crumbled despite having been renovated with public quake-proof funds. South Korean officials say North Korea has executed its Vice Premier for Education, Kim Yong-jin, and reprimanded two other officials. If confirmed, it is the latest in a series of purges, executions, and dismissals since Kim Jong-un came to power in 2011. High-tech giant Apple said it will appeal a European Union decision to fine the California-based giant more than $14 billion in back taxes to Ireland. Dublin has also vowed to appeal the decision issued Tuesday by the European Commission. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.